Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes. Okay, Kissel, before we begin today's episode, what I'm going to need you to do is number one. I'm going to need you to acknowledge
what
your place in allowing HUD to be the slush fund for the secret space program.
Well, you know, it's
acknowledge.
Not HUD. Okay. Housing and urban development.
I want you acknowledge, number one, your knowledge, what you know, what you have known about the fact that there are several large slush funds inside of HUD that allow us to fund a secret space program.
Well, it's not that secret. You just read about it on the internet.
Secret to some.
But you know what's very interesting? You think HUD is the biggest program when it comes to space programs, when it comes to nukes and nuclear energy?
Nuclear?
It is the Department of Energy. That is the most powerful department in the United States government.
Yeah, they invented the light bulb.
Isn't that interesting?
But I'm saying that there is a slush problem. And I'm going to keep saying slush.
I know, because you're hungry, and now I just want a 7-Eleven slushie.
The money is sliding out of our creases. Like let's say I went to sleep with a bunch of Werther's Originals kind of jammed in all my different fucking cracks.
Right?
Because the thing is that when you're fat and you lose a bunch of weight, you become filled with cracks. Your whole body just becomes a series of ass cracks.
Well, absolutely.
And I got Werther's in there, and maybe each one's melting and turning into a slush of butterscotch, but that slush of butterscotch, you know what that's going on to do? It is secretly funding the secret mouse program, where the mice around me just licking up the extra Werther's juice coming out of my cracks.
So we have to start this show, but in this analogy,
I will not start the show.
In this analogy, you're HUD.
Wow.
All right, everyone, welcome to Side Stories. I am Ben hanging
out.
Follow the money, hanging out with Henry HUD Zabrowski.
It's not just the HUD. It's also the mortgage and loan system. If you look at the FHA, follow the money. I watched a whole lot of shit this morning.
I'm very happy that you did, because I'm extremely excited to talk about this. The Chinese, they just put their flag on the moon.
No!
Whoa! What's next?
The thing about when the Chinese put a flag on the moon is one thing is that they get so flag hungry later on that they got to go put another one up there.
You are absolutely ridiculous today. So space, now that we are settling things down here on Earth, you know how everything is settled down.
We're finally really just wrapping stuff up in a bow. We got so much shit figured out here in America that it's finally time to start tackling the problems in space that we have to do. Healthcare. On the moon.
We did so good here on Earth. How we protected the environment. Everyone is fine. The fishes are singing. Nothing but net. It's time for us to go explore the outer realms. Let's talk about some of the extraterrestrials. And apparently, Henry, you were telling me we got some two very high level. We know about the Canadian dude, Hellyer, I believe. Or what was his name?
We're going to talk about this. Paul Hellyer.
Yeah.
This is in the world of boggling news. This is one of those stories because obviously we've been talking about.
Just today I was waking up and I was like, I could go for some boggling news.
You've got a pile of it. There's buckets of it.
Yeah.
But we've been unleashing our soft disclosure, right? Over the last year or so, we've been talking about how UFO news has been slowly but surely coming out in the open. It feels like it's either a massive distraction attempt.
Sure.
Or
things, there's just no government anymore, so shit is just flying out of people's pockets.
Well, that is interesting. Also, I do have to say this joke. I don't want to say it. It's just being, it's driving up inside of me, and it's going to come out of my throat right about now. Soft disclosure, yeah. Jeffrey Toobin, he had more of a hard disclosure, didn't he? And now we can continue on with the show.
When does
I don't know when it's done.
Toobin discussion
ends. I wanted it to be done now, but I brought it back up, and I did this to us, and I'm sorry.
Pulling a Toobin in my regular day to day with no audience.
It was just, remember, because the day before he was on TV and we're like, we got to listen to this guy.
He's a smart guy.
He's a smart guy. But then the next day he was jerking off
on a kid. Fucking filthy bus station pervert in a second. That's his whole year.
But when it comes to
space,
private and public sector of space, that's what's so interesting. You got SpaceX, and then we have, you know, like China, we have the U.S. government, we have all of these different private and public sectors coming together. What's going on, Zabrowski?
We truly have no fucking clue what's going on. This story took me straight. This is the reason why I started talking about the secret space programs, because this story took me one of those fun rabbit holes.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, I'm in front of Ben Carson and HUD asking where the ultra-terrestrials are.
To be honest, if you're going to hide extraterrestrial truth behind one person's eyes, it's Ben Carson.
This is what I'm saying. This is why I think it actually tracks. So this story came out yesterday. Finally, a story that came out before we did the episode, so we could talk about it. This comes from the NBC News. This is one version of the story. Former Israeli space security chief says extraterrestrials exist and Trump knows about it.
Okay.
Now, this comes from, I mean, like, I don't know how to talk. Like, it's both, like, well, I'm certain that the audience at home is like, oh, Henry's going to be so excited about this news. He's going to be fucking ripped up hard for it.
No, because you can't win with your people, Henry.
No.
This is why UFO Nuts? I don't know whatever you guys want to be called anymore.
Disclosure, all it does is ruin people's lives because it's you're ruining the mystery.
You know what we're going to call you? Disclohors.
Disclohors. Disclohors.
But you guys are so horny for it. And then whatever disclosure happens, but then you guys all get mad, and then you're like, well, it can't be real. It's like, I don't understand how to win with you people.
I won't believe it because the government's saying, even though the government is the one that has the secrets in the first place, and I'm trying to get the secrets from the government, but I don't believe the government.
I'm going to blow my freaking butt off.
But this story, soft disclosure, has been more like the story of, like, when you get a girl home for the first time and you know, in high school or something. I don't know if this is still a phenomenon anymore, and then you're like, so excited to see the boobies, and then when you unleash the boobies, it's just tissues. But guess what? By then,
that's the scene from Animal House.
You've already come.
Which is actually kind of a problematic scene. And then you can use the tissues to wipe up. So it's actually kind of a nice gift if you
wrap
think about it.
Wrap it up. And so
my question here is, let me
get into the story.
Can I just ask you, though, this, because this is the question on everybody's mind, and I don't like to mention Donnie Trump, but do you think he could even keep the secret?
Well, let's unpack this
a little unpack
bit.
It, please.
This comes from the article. A quote-unquote galactic federation has been waiting for humans to reach a stage where we will understand what space and spaceships are. This is according to Haim Ished. I don't believe it's spelled Haim like the girl band. Aww. I don't believe it's pronounced that. I believe it is pronounced another way, but I'm not sure.
Well, he's an Israeli fellow, right?
Yes, he's the former Israeli space security chief, which we know that he is. I have now researched enough to see that his name has come up. It has been spelled Chaim, C-H-A-I-M, in other reportings. New York Times has him in 2010, saying that he indeed was the space security chief.
So no stolen valor here. He
don't
really
know.
Is. Okay.
He is an elderly man. I believe he is 87 years young, and he is writing a book that will be coming out. I have no clue. I know it is available over in Israel.
Okay.
That is called The Universe Beyond the Horizon, Conversations with Professor Haim Ished, which is, I guess it is available in Europe. So this is kind of a teaser for it. And according to Ished, he has met an entity from the other side, which does ring true with the story about a man named Paul Hellyer, who was he's a Canadian entrepreneur, politician, writer, and commentary. And he's the longest serving current member of the Privy Council of Canada. And he was the transport minister and the senior minister in the cabinet and minister of national defense.
The
who
minister
also
of
said
national
he's met an
defense.
Alien.
And of course, the minister of national defense, you think, oh, it's Canada. That must be a joke. You have any idea how many people are going there and trying to steal their poutine?
Do you have any?
Non-stop. They're still bowing down to the queen, sure, but at the same time, Canadians, I don't mess with them. That's why I've said this, and I'll say it again. We need a wall on the northern border.
These fucking moose are not turning themselves into furniture.
Absolutely not.
And they got to do it. But all right, so this story is, this is the words of Mr. Ished.
Okay.
The unidentified flying objects have asked not to publish that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet, even though he just did.
He just published a book.
Yeah, he just did.
Mean thing to do then.
He says that they are seeking to understand the fabric of the universe, right? And that they have an underground base in the depths of Mars where there are American astronauts and alien representatives all working together.
Okay.
All right? There is an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They sign a contract with us to do experiments here. Who? Probably President Eisenhower.
Okay.
If this story is true, right?
Wasn't Truman something to do with the bomb there and all of that?
He didn't want to meet with the Greys. They creeped him out.
Okay.
Ashed added, this is the truth, I guess.
I mean, Eisenhower looked more like a Grey than Truman, so perhaps that makes sense.
Eisenhower knew a deal when he had one.
Eisenhower was a great president.
Ashed added that President Donald Trump was also aware of the extraterrestrials' existence and had been on the verge of revealing information, but was asked not to in order to prevent mass hysteria, which you know he's great at.
I'm not sure if that's what he doesn't want to do.
They have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are.
Okay, this is my question then, Henry. I know that we've gotten technology. We're doing pretty well with tech, right? I think so anyway.
No.
But people, as a biological form, are using this tech, and I know TikTok quite well because of Travis Morningstar from Able Against Top App. They're using it to show pictures of dead babies, perhaps.
Or kiss them and act like they're alive.
Just absolutely horrible footage of them singing songs that they have no right singing.
Like a weird 6-year-old woman with no teeth. She's showing her breasts and like wiggling to some weird like country song about how she'd rather die than give up her baby.
Just fine. Totally fun. So how far away are we? I mean, what do the aliens want to see from us?
We're six months out.
You know what? The aliens are like, they've matured enough now where we can talk to them. Unless these aliens are just as dumb as we are.
I believe it is. They're waiting for season 3 of Orville from Seth MacFarlane, which, as they said, it was a huge get for them. They're so excited they could finally beat me. I'm like, and then, oh my God, these aliens coming to take my fucking acting work.
He's very successful.
He is incredibly successful. So, okay, let's talk about this story. This is now again. So this is the second time a former member of a very highfalutin part of another country's government that has said not only do alien exists,
right,
but I've met one, I've had lunch with one, I'm dating one. Like they're essentially just, they are saying that we have been in bed with aliens and have been working them for a long period of time, ultra-terrestrials, I don't want to offend anybody. But what it does is point towards every single cockamamie piece of shit alien literature. I have been forced to fold. Not even forced.
No,
I've done it in my
own.
I've done it to myself.
Yes.
I folded so much of this content
asked
into my
you
mind.
To stop many times to stop reading about UFOs.
It's derailed whole shows.
Yeah.
It's ruined whole series.
It can't derail this one because technically you've created the rail, which is this conversation.
It's capitalism. That's what I've done. I've made my own pipe. Yes. But this guy, it is weird to have these topics all kind of floating to the surface. And this goes straight to the secret space program. It goes back to the same idea that there is a whole other system that these people are all serving.
Right.
That there is that has got aliens and humans talking cats. You got the Jellicle division and they can't you don't even expect them to reach a deadline because they all keep committing suicide to go to fucking cat heaven.
See, I like this. People talk about the globalist agenda. It's a catchphrase. It's been so politicized and watered down and God knows what it even means. But
it means Jewish people.
You are taking this to the next level. You are saying it's an intergalactic agenda, which I think now there's something there that I might have to investigate.
Straight up, this is basically saying that there are space Jews and they're on our side.
Thank God for that. Why is it, and I don't know, maybe this is just me in the audience, you can think for yourself, I trust the Israeli man more than the Canadian just because I feel like Canadians are more fantastical in their thinking.
Yeah, because they believe in gnomes, and there was the one time they tried to elect a unicorn, and that was like a whole long story because they're like, it's just glued on. And another guy came around and like, I tell you what, if you really want to put a horn on a horse, I'll show you. What you got to do is here and there. And they all just argued about what they needed to do and how they wish they weren't there, that they were in their cabin and for the winter, you know?
Meanwhile, the Israelis are very serious.
Very serious.
And I don't think that they're not having fun like that.
That's why let's start to unpack this.
Okay.
Number one is this a psyop? Because as much as I want to say that this is real,
it's NBC News. I mean,
I won't let myself say it.
Okay.
Well, he has said the words. I mean, Ashed has said the words out loud. I'm not saying that it's necessarily real, but let's say that he has now said these words. Let's say if it's not totally real, there's one option.
Okay.
It's some kind of psyop.
What would be the outcome, or what would be the end game of the psyop then? Just to keep people confused?
Either keep people confused, position Israel on the quote unquote side of the agenda that would end up having all of the most crazy exotic weapons to ever exist. They have.
Man, I love rowing in this quicksand.
This is very intense. But the idea is like we have connections to the aliens, and technically we have is one of the deepest pockets in R&D that can possibly exist. We are trying to figure out how these orbs work. We're trying to figure out how to move through matter. We're trying to figure out how to project the mind into physical space, like literally make you think a thing and then make you appear where you're thinking. Oh, where are you? God. Where are you right now?
Horsey sauce. Ooh, I miss horsey sauce. Ooh, yes. I'm at Arby's.
You went straight to fucking Arby's.
Went straight to Arby's, my friend. I miss dine-in restaurants.
You can dine in an Arby's. You can't. COVID's not there.
Oh, it is. The beef doesn't kill it. Imagine if beef is what killed it.
I mean, I would be fine. Then I would be
you
fine.
You gotta throw beef at it.
It does. But so that's one, right? Or let's say then it is real. Like so, that's if it's all fake. Let's say it's real.
Okay.
And because that's what my first reaction to was like, you know, Trump would never be able to keep his fucking mouth shut.
That's what I was thinking.
But Trump's also a pussy. Right. So in a way, if you really did show up, right, and all of the CIA guys, because this is also a part of the PSYOP, right? What if the intelligence community openly talks about aliens and all of this shit? Like, this is like a thing, but it's been such a long running fake bit to have control over stupid presidents.
Right.
That now it has become real.
This has been going on since Bill Clinton was on The Tonight Show. He actually jokingly was like, I'm going to find out what happened. But then he was he cigar popped a Monica Lewinsky and it was not. He was too busy, I guess. It's not easy being president.
He had to blow off some steam.
I guess so. He could have been much nicer to her. And we're team Monica Lewinsky.
Team Monica Lewinsky. Yeah. And her purses are lovely. Got one for Jackie 1 year.
Good for her. She was crucified by the media.
But Bill Clinton is weirdly connected to all this because he actually exposed a thing called the memos of understanding between the various branches of our intelligence community, where they basically said we can only we will prosecute people that sell drugs under the guise of the CIA if we could say that they are official like agents of the CIA. So what they then did is like, oh, so what you do, you just outsource it. And then you get all of your contractors and whatever they're the people that they use.
I am happy that all the contractors are aptly named, like Blackwater. You know, everything is so horrifying and scary. They are self-aware. And isn't that important?
I just think that they like to be scary.
And of course, Donald Trump, he can keep a secret, not to get too political here, but don't forget when Putin killed a couple of our guys over there in the Middle East, Trump didn't say anything.
Yep.
So he can keep secrets. And you're right. Maybe he was just completely and utterly scared shitless.
Well, let's say you're Fat Boy Trump. You're sitting in the fucking room. You are not good at this job.
You're watching your Fox and
you
Friends.
You're very, very scared. You're super, super concerned about getting reelected. You are you're surrounded by the virus that you let rage throughout this whole country. You are a germaphobe yourself. So you are in a prison of your own making. And so you got this juicy intel to, oh, there's aliens. But then all of a sudden, one walks in the room.
Oh, my goodness.
He can't even handle an Hispanic person. What is he going to do if someone walks in the room? It's like a full-on reptilian. It's being like, what if I make all of your nightmares come real? And then he can just show you. He can show you your inner hellscape.
Oh,
and then
my
you just
goodness.
Have to deal with it. And not only does he show you your inner hellscape, but then your uncomfortable feelings fill him up with energy and power. And the more he makes you uncomfortable, the stronger and stronger he is. I learned a lot from watching this Pleiadian girl on Instagram who's got a fucking wild OnlyFans.
Really?
I was looking at that shit. She can not only, she does light work, but she also she's got a lot of jobs going on.
Well, you have to have a lot of jobs in this gig economy. And I just want to jump, 50 years into the future right now for anyone listening in the year 2070. I know a lot of times people can be time canceled where they said something maybe in 1981 that no longer holds true.
Time canceled.
I have decided that I'm going to stay this right now. Humans and aliens, They should be allowed to marry.
They should marry. And they
you can have hybrid babies.
Have a hybrid baby.
I'm that brave.
Oh, I'm with you, and I side you with the we call them Ella babies. With the Ella babies.
I want the Ella babies.
I want you to multiply, and I also think that we should have a Pleiadian senator.
You know what, Henry? Just a round.
That was applause. That was us slapping our tits together.
All right.
But this story.
So good thing we got ourselves covered for 50 years down the road.
But once you open up the creaky dungeon door to the story, you start to see that there are weird strings that attach this all the way down to this idea of a secret space program that is not just really about this. The secret space program that is being used to create an entire separate civilization. So what if there is indeed a world where aliens are working with the U.S. government and Israeli government? I don't know why it's just us. I don't know why they think it's just us. But let's say that this is all real and that you are somebody like a Jeff Bezos that not only because this is shit that's too hot for the president to know. This is stuff that's outside of the president's purview. But let's say you are a person like a Jeff Bezos that probably has multitude of serpentine connections deep within these pay-to-play guys. All of these are contractors. Like, look at Harold Pudoff. He started working for the Tom DeLonge because he started fucking paying them. So you can pay all of these old school, fucking intelligent, like shady-ass motherfuckers to just work for you. So let's say he has all these contacts.
Sure.
You know they're working on alien R&D, and they're already working on some form of Martian. They have a base in the middle of Mars, is what they're saying here. Which you don't know if it's real or not, because also, I'm not even talking about real, I'm talking about physically real. There are some of these, I think that there are, when they say that there is a base in the center of Mars, I think it's quite possibly that it is a psychic projection base, where it is not physically inside of the planet. It's like a workspace where they psychically project themselves,
which is a nice way to say a WeWork space.
That's closed.
WeWork is closed.
Because of the lack of money.
I think that's actually a wonderful thing. You know, we're obviously telecommunicating to work or telecomming to work or whatever the hell it's called. Why not telecom all the way to Mars?
No, that's what they're saying.
What's the difference?
Quote unquote euphonauts, maybe the people that pilot these things aren't even here, that the orbs are just projections of their own mind. But as I was to wrap up, Jeff Bezos has all these connections.
Yes.
He knows that this fucking new technology is coming down the pipe. He knows all the secret shit. So maybe there is a way he looks at this rock that we're all forced to be on by gravity, and he knows he's been pumping it for as many resources as possible, like the other people just like him that have just been endlessly farming our planet for resources until it's an empty husk. And then what they now know is that they have the technology to live in far space, and they will say fuck you to us, and they will go up into space and they will leave us. They will create a breakaway civilization.
If everyone's a billionaire, then isn't no one a billionaire? And then what do they have to do? They have to hang out with each other? I don't think these people particularly want to hang out with anyone, let alone a fellow billionaire. So
no,
I think it might be their own hell. I think they might be creating hell.
They're going to go up there with literal slaves.
Well,
and if you look at this stuff, like there's another website. It's rocketlaunch.live. I was reading all this stuff.
This is pretty crazy.
This is talking about all the various rocket launches that we've shot over the year. And if you look up this concept, this one, what's it, this little like the way to filter it, the classified payloads. You look at this shit and you see that we have these classified, both private and not, just going up into space all the time. We have no clue what's up there, really.
So just some of the list here for those that want to go to rocketlaunch.live. It really is interesting. So we have things like Chinese government. Then we also, the next day SpaceX launches something. The following day it'll be Astraspace launching something. Then we have the Russian military launching something December 13th. This is happening pretty much daily, sometimes twice a day. So and some of these names for these launches, one is called Magneto, which is very scary. And the other one this is like the most ominous name ever for a scientific rocket launch. It is The Owl's Night Begins, which sounds like it's some bizarre fantasy film.
Technically,
but what the hell does that mean? And that's a launch by Rocket Lab.
Well, that's like one of those where we're going to fucking have to hear about it for years, because the owl is the symbol of Moloch, which is the symbol of Bohemian Grove.
Oh.
And they have like literally that's such a conspiratorial bird.
That's interesting. The Owl's Night Begins. That's a Rocket Lab launch December 12th at 1 o'clock in the morning. I believe that'll be out of New Zealand. It's a rocket launch to a dedicated mission for the Japanese government, evidently. So this stuff, it really, and we are getting to this tangible, this is no longer just a fantastical sort of science fiction plot point. It's happening. It's very real. And I wonder if Elon Musk just put that car out there in space to go park it in a future parking space.
Yeah, he's doing short-term parking.
Yeah, he's just doing short-term parking. And I don't think that's right.
Honestly, I feel like we should all be allowed that then.
We should all get one car. We should all get one car in space. Which I think somebody else probably bought that same star. But I want a car in space.
I want a car in space. I want a toilet in space.
Although, oh my God, well that's a dumb thought. But if there's no gravity, does the poop? How does that work? That's actually kind of scary.
I guess yeah. You just shit everywhere.
Probably make you constipated though.
Yeah, man. I'm not a fucking electrician. Who does this work?
So there's a lot of stuff going on with space, and who knows when they're going to decide to end it all. All right.
We're just looking at a. We have no fucking clue what this means to me. I mean, obviously, you could just say it's the crackpot mutterings of a man on his deathbed, which it might. It could be. Absolutely could be.
Why is that? It does. I guess when you have no more F's to give, you're about 80. That seems to be the going age or the average age of the people who are really talking about disclosure. Does their age? You know, the elderly haven't had a great run in the past couple of years. Does the age make it like, because back in the day, it would be like, better respect him. He's been around for 80 years. Knows, he's done it.
He's wise.
But now you realize, like, does he have some disease? Is it a mental breakdown? Is it early onset Alzheimer's?
I don't know.
Is he telling the truth?
But we own the pipes that send the internet to the rest of the world.
Sure.
Like, we own those physical pipes.
They are physical pipes.
We basically run space for the most part. Like, I believe that we have a lot of competition with China, but we run the communications in lower space. We own, as the United States, I mean, like, we own all of these things
physically. We got lower space.
Okay. So what does that mean? Like, we're in this place where they own all of the angles around the story. What if, and that's another hypothetical, Heimshot sits around and the CIA goes so far as to dress a person as an alien?
Well, this is
to meet these guys.
Isn't that what the Phoenix mayor did as a lark when the Phoenix lights happened?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He did an offensive piece of comedy that he should have been canceled for.
I do love that this is your, like, Jimmy Fallon blackface moment, is you being like, well, he dressed a man up as an alien.
Fife Symington,
the greatest name of any, I believe, mayor.
But what do you think about that? Isn't that crazy? What do you think? I think at some point you could literally show up with a guy dressed up as fucking Klaxor that we've talked about for years, and he's like, ah, hello, yes, excellent plums here. Never had a plum like an earth
still
plum.
Obsessed with the plum lady, who very well may have been an alien, but
I think forget the human connection.
I do think the audience was right that we have become so hard that we just hardened, that we just refuse to accept the love of a plum.
I sometimes get too hard to sleep. I'll wake up from a dream with completely hard, and then I can't sleep.
So that's the great thing about this alien story, or the UFO story, or the just mysterious going-ons in outer space. We know it's happening. We know this has increased because we got the technology. And who knows what the future holds? All I know is strap in, strap on, and have a little fun.
Come on and get gape.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do, and the memories keep cycling, and I get emotional, and we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy, and that is not sad. That is celebratory, so you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about two literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins. As soon as I wake up, and a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/lastpod.
And get wise.
Well, this is a story that I have to talk about because it reminds me of an old stand-up comedy routine I used to do.
You remember those days?
I love stand-up because you stand there and you do it upwards.
And you feel
the love of the audience.
Or the hate inside that drove you to do it in the first place.
Just always so much love that drives people to get into this entertainment industry. This is the headline. Mask. Too tall bandit robs another Southern bank in a string of 16 suspected heists. This is one of the issues that you'll never understand when you're of normal size. I'm average. Oh. Yeah, you know what that means? You blend in. You can get away with anything. You hide in plain sight. I'm 6'7". This guy was 6'6". This man doesn't realize he's in top 1 percentile of all humans with that size.
You're a fucking supremacist.
So it makes it super easy.
Like a tall, you're a height supremacist.
No, what I'm saying is this is actually very dangerous.
The top 1% of humankind?
No, because of height, you freaking putts. Yes. No, you've really made me go there. You putts.
Wow.
Yes, because he is 6'7" is 1% of 99% of people are smaller.
You're the Bernie Sanders of height. Sanders was against the 1%.
I am so 1%. Bernie, that was about economics. That was not about height. He wasn't talking about height. But he may have well have been, because we can't get a freaking break around here. So this guy.
Yeah, you do. You guys get all the chicks and you get to play sports.
Oh, my freaking Lord. If you have any idea how difficult it is on the human body to play sports, the pressure that goes into it, immediately setting everything up, everything I did until this very moment was a failure because I did not play sports at a level that would have made me millions.
You mean to tell me you suffer from your potential? You suffer from your opportunities.
No one expected you to do anything. And the fact that you are doing something means that... Henry!
I win then!
That's what I'm saying. Hmm. I was supposed... No matter what...
Oh, you're supposed to do so
no
much more.
No matter what, everyone's like, oh, wow, yeah, you're a great
That's
broadcaster.
The other comedy
just
bit
one of the greatest broadcasters of all time. But why didn't you play football?
That's the other comedy building. Do you remember that when the janitor came up to you and said, 6'7", if I was your height, I'd play basketball. And then you'd say, do your punchline.
You'd just be a taller janitor.
See? That's another bit.
I actually did have some great stand-up bits. At some point, we'll probably do them again. So November 27th, it was Black Friday. But this guy is like, those deals aren't good enough for me. So he decided to go and strike a United Community Bank in Etowah, North Carolina. Again, the dude is 6'7". He's a white dude. He's roughly 40 years old. He's roughly 200 pounds, humble freaking brag. And yeah, I just want to tell this guy one thing. You do this to the 6'6" white man, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get somebody innocent arrested. Because there's eight of us.
There's plenty of you.
No, there's Dirk Nowitzki, me, and this guy.
Yeah, but they're all so much more successful.
This Dirk guy's Nowitzki, a bank robber.
He should play basketball.
But what I'm saying is, anyone who is 6'6" in North Carolina, be careful, because you're about to match a description of a serial bank robber, and you're going to get incarcerated. And what's the opposite of fantasy?
Nightmare.
Nightmare. I have nightmares about being in solitary. You know how big those are? 7x8 or 6x8. I'm 6'7". I would be in a tomb.
Do you ever think about the crimes that you did that force you to be in solitary?
Apparently I'm a bank robber in North Carolina.
But I don't think they'd put him necessarily in solitary.
No, they won't. Not until he gets arrested. Although he very well will be looking at some extremely heavy, time. This is what the FBI wrote. They say, in each robbery, the suspect is heavily disguised with a mask, coat, and gloves. But me talking, which you can't hide, you're 6'6".
What if he's two guys?
That would be incredible. The FBI continues, he is armed with a black handgun and often jumps over the teller's counter, which I have to say, good work.
Maybe he does play basketball.
And the FBI, I'm going to say this, what a paltry sum the FBI is offering to catch this 6'6" goon. Only 15 grand.
Wow.
So you're going to have little people.
He's only a robber.
Go,
he just takes money.
Yeah, but you're going to go have little people start lassoing everyone who is 6'6", be like, I got him.
I can't wait to lead a bunch of bigs around like an elephant line into the stocks.
You can only push a man so far before that man becomes a monster.
Yep, it takes us a little bit to take a sensible man and make him do unsensible things.
So we don't know who this guy is. We're going to keep you up to date. But if you are in North Carolina and you happen to know one of my people, the 6'6" and over, this guy, no matter how much he freaking masked up, you can't change that.
This is North Carolina, right?
This is North Carolina.
This is my advice to our listeners in North Carolina. If you're above 6 foot, I'm going to say just be careful, right? If you're above 6'3", I say you voluntarily go to the police station and tell them it's not you.
Not me. Well,
and the way you do that
I would say do not do that.
No, definitely do that. And the way to always prove that you're not a thief is that you do. And you'll be like, officer, it couldn't possibly be me. I'll show you. Stick them up. Stick them up.
But you are actually giving advice where a lot of times police officers will
stick them up to you. Sure. Stick them up to you, bank teller. Yeah.
So I think a mistake that you're making here is cops usually, not because they're lazy as a profession, but humans are just a little bit lazy. Cops oftentimes will just be like, oh, whoever approaches me, we're just going to be like, so you did it?
Not and if then you we're are
gonna,
yelling it.
But then they're going to get you in the interrogation
have
room.
Have an alibi right away.
But see, then they might just be able. And what's the alibi? I was sitting at home playing video games all alone.
Yeah, I was jerking off behind the fucking bowling store. Here's the jerking off behind the bowling alley. Here's a picture.
Okay.
And so what I say is several afternoons in a row.
Be careful.
Take several pictures of yourself with newspapers and then go in there and be like, this is not me. And it will not be me. Well, and you will not arrest me for this.
You might get arrested for the public masturbation. I don't think you can jerk off behind any public building.
I think technically if you bring a little like one of those, you know, those Chinese, like the folding like things, the folding boards, like
sure.
You just get dressed behind, like, you know, like if you're like getting into
what
fancy
are those
lingerie,
called? A cabaret or something. There's some specific name for those.
It's like one of those fold out things. Yeah, you just bring one of those. Then you're not private anymore. Your privacy. Once you get a little square, is that true?
I just feel side like you've recommended
LPOTL, side stories LPOTL at gmail.com. If you're a lawyer, if you bring a curtain outside and form it around yourself, can you jerk off outside?
You know, that's actually a very good question, and we will have to get that answered. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Thank you so much in advance for your unbelievable expertise. Don't do what Henry said. Never go to the police. Just don't talk to them at all, because whenever you're talking to the cops, things aren't going great, whether you be a victim or whether you be a perpetrator or whether you just have to go and get your license renewed. It's never fun.
Trick is, again, you can get arrested for your words, but if you pantomime, they can't got they don't got anything on you.
I wonder if that's why the French enjoy that so much. It's the safest form
of their crimes.
You think the French are nice? My God. I love the French people, but they are very strict.
There's nothing stopping a mime from sucking your dick against your will.
Well.
Because next thing you know, because he acts like, oh, he's chasing a fly or something.
Right, but the next thing you know, that's happening.
Yeah, and then he's like, yeah, but then, you know, by then you're already getting your dick sucked.
So you might as well just go with it.
You've paid money to see a mime?
Well, we have a dick sucking story here in 1 second, but it looks like, Henry, you want to go to Sweden, and then we got this great Hungarian story.
This one story I want to talk about real quick is that the Volga Maniac was a serial killer in Russia, actually got captured. I just wouldn't say this.
Cool.
He had been wanted. For about 8 years, from 2011 to 2012, he murdered 26 elderly women in a style very similar to the Boston Strangler, where he would act as he would basically dress in a pulp. He was a plumber, but he would say that he was there to fix the pipes.
Oh, my goodness. But it doesn't end so well.
No, but then he would mercilessly strangle them with whatever object he had around the house.
If he would have made love to them, that would have been so much better, because a 7-year-old gal... She has a plumber fantasy, sure.
He did make love to some of them. That's why there was DNA samples were left.
Well, that's not good. Okay.
No, it's not good.
I didn't know we were in a good story. Okay.
But he confessed. I just wanted to say that out loud, just so you guys know we're covering this. Eventually, we'll cover this. But it seems that this man, Radik Tagarov, but there's very chilling CCTV footage of him basically going inside of an apartment building and trying doors and seeing who would respond. He had like a plumber's uniform and a bunch
scary.
Of shit.
Very scary. The only advice that I have learned after 10 years of doing a true crime show is keep the door locked just in case. Richard Chase, for some reason, that just sticks in my head, where he would try to turn the lock. If it was locked, he said, God says don't go in there. If it's not locked, they just walk in.
Also,
so the simplest thing you can do, just little lock.
A plumber's never just showing up to look at your toilet without you calling the plumber first. It's actually difficult to get a plumber.
Oh, it's so much harder to get a plumber than you would imagine. And it tends to be an emergency situation whenever you need one. All right, so I guess that's, you know what? I'm going to say, not to step on any famous actor or director toes, but that was good news. Because he is arrested.
He is gone. Also, an update. Apparently, because we were discussing on, I forgot what episode, we were talking about how the idea of putting balls in a butthole and how, what would that be called? And we said oystering and grape nutting. But apparently, another term for that was called dogs in a bathtub.
That is fucking disgusting. And I'm not talking about it. And I hate it. And you're gross, whoever sent that in. That's disgusting. Dogs in a bathtub.
I believe
so. You tell me, like, so you could, if I ever see a text from anyone on anybody's phone that's being like, hey, let's go put some dogs in the bathtub, and then I'm gonna look at them and say, do you have dogs, or are you gonna go put your testicles in somebody's butthole, which is also fine.
Hey, 6 and 1 half a dozen of another.
Well, anyway, let's move on. Just quickly here, we have a Swedish woman. She was arrested for allegedly holding her son captive. This is very Fritzl-esque, although I don't believe there was nearly the sexual abuse, because that Fritzl story is freaking disgusting.
It's also called the Devil's Inch.
The balls in the butthole thing? Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the update. So a Swedish woman was arrested. She held her son captive for nearly 30 freaking years. Talk about making a little Ed Gein of your own. The dude is now in his 40s. He was found in a basement. He was in somewhat of a wounded state.
He was covered with sores and piss, and he was 40 years old. 40 years young.
40 years.
Because 40 is the new 20.
I think we can say 40 in his case is the new 70, though. Mm-hmm. He's not doing well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was on the floor in a blanket. He was toothless, unable to speak, and covered in sores and injury. According to the prosecutor, they say he is now in the hospital. And she says he needed surgery. So,
They took him out of school when he was 12.
Oh my goodness.
And then I guess he was forced to just be home. We've seen this. I don't know why.
I'll never understand it.
I don't know why this happens so often, because again, just like, don't you want to get rid of your kids?
I don't. It really
get
is
them
the
out of here.
I don't know one. And this is, I guess, why I'm surrounded by relatively good people. I don't know one person who has a kid now who isn't already plotting for them to be out of the house.
Just get them.
And I know people with infants.
Just like literally brand new children that are like 18 years.
18 years. But they're already planning on what they're going to do after that kid moves out.
But apparently the social worker that found him had worked with him in the past, and she said that she hadn't seen him in about 28 years.
So I would, at some point, don't you got to do a house check?
I mean, at some point, I feel like you, I guess you can legally pull your kid out of school, especially for religious reasons.
Sure.
And you can do this kind of,
if they were homeschooling him, I also think the neighbors should see him every now and again.
And this is Sweden, where they like thank burglars for showing them how like vulnerable their stores are.
I did not know that. I don't know why that's my Swedish accent. But anyway, this is according to a police spokesman. They say, we are looking into how long the son may have been imprisoned, but we assume it's been a long period of time. Mm. And you know what? I know to assume makes an ass of you and me, but in this case, they might be onto something.
But apparently, he acted like he recognized the woman, which must have been such a sight. Walking in that apartment for the first time, when she apparently was rancid, filled with piss and shit and all sorts of, and then open up and then just see like a toothless, diapered 40-year-old man who's like, Oh my God.
Oh, it's so, honestly, it reminds me of the film Tusk. He may have well been just turned into a walrus, this poor man. He is still 40 years old, so he's got a long life if he can. Hopefully he doesn't have Stockholm syndrome.
Mm-hmm. And apparently,
and hopefully,
I mean,
they can like get him treated and medically cleared to be alive.
They wanted to put him on Masked Singer, but he was just like a dead giveaway. Because every single time he'd go up there and he'd just immediately go.
Oh my God, milkies. I think the talking radish is the kid who was stuck in his parents' basement
Mommy
for 30 years.
Mommy.
You nailed it.
Mommy need milkies.
Well, very, very appropriate, Henry. Thank you for that.
Hey.
No matter what kind of work you do, how you communicate is key. All those emails, reports, and presentations are equally important to the collaboration needed to get things done. And Grammarly can help. Grammarly is your AI writing partner to help you communicate more effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact at work. And isn't that what matters most? Better writing means a stronger impact. Grammarly works across 500,000 apps and websites. You can't escape it. Like the ever-pervasive octopus of malice that is the NSA. Grammarly is watching your every move, making sure that you're doing it right. Data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly, into the very essence of its nature. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner, and it helps your team make their point and move faster, because that's the key there. Work smarter, not harder. Yes, Grammarly. You know how many times it saves me from writing a long, rambling, one-sentence email at 4 o'clock in the morning to my beloved employees? Makes me sound like someone who doesn't just have a BA in theater. All right, I was taught how to be a tree. I was not taught how to survive as an adult. All right, my job was to cry in front of a weird Southern man who just told me all sorts of weird stuff about my body. I didn't learn how to write. So thank you, Grammarly, because you're making me the boss I gotta be to motivate my team to get out there. And, oh, man, you don't want to mess with them. Thanks, Grammarly. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it costs, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage, it's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list. With Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow! I just gotta learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm gonna be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/left, spelled babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So anyway,
there's this story maybe we should cover real quick. Do we got time?
Sure.
First of all, we did get an update from people that said that they knew the people that removed the original monolith. And we got wrong. The thing that we got wrong was the leave no trace. When they were overheard saying leave no trace when they were tearing down, because they actually shot video of themselves tearing down the monolith in Utah, was that is we're dumb. We're not outside people. So
we can't be.
I've never been an outside person.
No, I was stunned today when my phone freaked out on me and was like, don't leave your house. And I said, phone, can we just not?
I'm not going anywhere. But the term comes from in camping. You're not supposed to leave anything behind in any trace. So what this basically said, he removed the monolith, this person. This comes from a viewer. This comes from a listener email. He cited in leave no trace principles such as tire marks on the desert ground and people shitting everywhere because there's no bathroom. So he said the biggest problem with the monolith is that when the one that was in Moab, people went to go find it.
Right.
And then they were stuck out there for hours and they had to shit. That's so it got filled with human shit.
They made a big mess out of it, which is why a lot of people were upset. But these monoliths are now popping up a lot of places. And apparently there's like an artist who he's the most famous artist. He's capitalizing on the global fascination. He is selling a monolith for $45,000.
Don't buy it. Don't buy it. That's not a good for $45,000. I think that you can make your own monolith.
Yeah, apparently the dude's name is Matty Moe. He's taking credit for any of the metal monoliths found to this point, but they did post sales.
He's just saying bullshit. This is the first one to do it. If you look at Sylvan Slacks, S-Y-L-V-A-N, Slacks, S-L-A-C-K-S, they basically said straight up, we didn't want to remove the Utah monolith, but they wanted to do it to save the sanctity of that part of the desert.
Yeah, they're talking about bighorn sheep and doing all of that stuff.
Yes, but we don't know. There was another one pop up, and then there was another one torn down by a bunch of MAGA morons that fucking tore it down, like saying a bunch of slurs about how we don't want Mexicans or aliens in America. That was one thing. They tore down a monolith and put up a cross.
I guess that's a proper extension of that kind of short-sighted thinking. So yeah, don't buy one for $45,000.
Don't do that. Tear one down. Why don't you just enjoy it and stop shitting where it is?
Just shit a couple of feet away. Or if you're gonna shit, do what you do with your dog. Pick it up, which is disgusting, you know, and no one really wants to do that.
But these fucking little mouth breather little pieces of fuck that tore down the other one.
Everyone always makes fun of the mouth breather, but isn't that how you're supposed to breathe?
Yeah, I do it with my nose.
Well, but. And that isn't the mouth, is it?
I choose to breathe out through my mouth if I need a cooling, refreshing, meditative breath.
I've been trying to do that lately. It doesn't work for me. There's something about inhaling more oxygen that somehow gives me more, like, just I inhale the world like Kirby.
Live from your grave.
All right, before we get to Hero of the Week, this is my personal favorite story of the week because it shows what we call the worst human trait. Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
We're going to go to Hungary for this. Insert your jokes here. Oh, aren't we always in Hungary? You guys get it.
And fuck you.
Joseph Szajer. He is
Szajer. It's S-Z-A-J-E-R, which I think stands for, I guess it means full of shit in Hungarian.
Well, yeah, he's just a total schmuck. He's an anti-gay Hungarian politician. He resigned from the European Parliament this past Sunday after being caught. And when we say anti-gay, this is a man who doesn't, I mean, this guy is just brutal, as far right as you can get when it comes to, I mean, this guy would go out there and be advocating for tiring gay people, which they have done in Africa and things like that. This person is really despicable. He was caught by police after fleeing a 25-man orgy through a window. So he was fucking 25 dudes. The cops show up.
Damn.
And he jumps out of the window of, quote, a private party. The police
found
him.
Well, that's the thing. They keep saying, like, there's something about the term about attended a 25-man orgy.
Yeah, yeah, like, he just showed up.
So, no, but like, attended sounds like, I mean, there might have been an invitation. There must have been. It must have been kind of fancy.
I bet you there was.
And hors d'oeuvres, like that kind of thing.
Those would get messy.
But when does the orgy begin?
Well, as soon as he shows up, apparently, the police found Schnauzer, whatever, and 24 other naked men at the gathering, including diplomats. This man, again, just to clarify, I don't give a shit. I hope he has so much cum inside of him it requires a pumping.
This is the best part of his life.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that he's gay. I love that he is fucking get fucked, covered in cum, slurp up all the jizz, fucking love all the balls.
Sure.
Make other people feel good.
Have a good oystering time yourself.
Get all the dogs in the bathtub.
But much like Roy Cohen here in the States, this man was actively tried to harm the very community, obviously, he enjoyed being a part of. The
but how do you, as a the number one, you were organizing this 25-man gay orgy, first of all, because that's got to be a really select
list. That's hard.
And you know that that's not the only right-wing member that was in that party, probably.
No, definitely not.
I imagine if he is invited, there must be other people that must be okay with it, because how do they all stand the fact that he shows up? Like, can you still get hard for it? I guess men are... We're easy.
Well, it's a little tricky, though, because even with Roy Cohn, he would go and eat at a lot of the gay diners in the East Village, and they were like, you got to get him out of here. But he just kind of sat there very quietly, very meekly, and they just sort of allowed him to exist. This is according to the police. They really don't mince any words here. The newspaper quoted the local police as saying, quote, we interrupted a gangbang.
Yeah, I bet you they didn't arrive at intermission. Yeah, they showed up in the middle of the gangbang.
Yes, of course, this guy, he fronted the Fidesz. I'm sure I'm butchering all of this, but he fronted Fidesz. It's a in the European Parliament. They wanted to rewrite Hungary's constitution to, quote, protect the institution of marriage as the union of a man and a woman and 25 other men and just a bunch of fun.
Just hors d'oeuvres and lube and just enjoying themselves. That's what it needs to be.
This guy also.
One man should be married to only 24 other men.
That's it.
That's
I've said it before and I'll say it again. So this guy, he was so freaked out, he climbed out of the first floor window.
I love this public prosecutor office said, a passerby reported to the police that he had seen a man fleeing along the gutter. He was able to identify the man. The man's hands were bloody. It is possible that he may have injured while fleeing. Narcotics were found in his backpack.
Oh.
The man was unable to produce any identity documents. He was escorted to his place of residence, because he's lucky, because then he identified himself as what he said. He was an MEP, which I believe is their version, like basically saying, like, I'm of your government.
Yeah, he had a diplomatic passport. He said that he was present to, quote, the private party and apologized after the police asked for my identity. This is him. He says, after the police asked for my identity, since I did not have ID on me, I declared that I was an MEP. The police continued the process and finally issued a verbal warning transported me home. That is cute. They were just like, shame it.
How dare you?
We are in a pandemic. You cannot have 23 men. Yes. 24 men. That's too much.
But that's what I love about European police, is that they're not really shaming him about the gay orgy part. It's that he just broke COVID protocol.
This is what he has to say. He says, I deeply regret, no, not being anti-gay. No, not the 25-man gangbang. He says, I deeply regret violating the COVID restrictions. It was irresponsible on my part. I am ready to stand for the fine. And this guy is such, again, such a piece of shit hypocrite. He says, this matter is, quote, strictly personal to him. And he says, I ask everyone not to extend it to my homeland or to my political community. Meanwhile, of course, he has been extending his worldview and
on everyone,
persecuting people who don't live up to it. And the man, if you see a picture of him, he is the scariest. Woo! I am horrified of this dude, and you can imagine the things he was up to.
God, I just don't know how you fuck this guy, guys. How you fucking this guy?
They might all be down.
Same
with the
thing
clown,
with Lindsey
bro.
Graham, man. Why are we fucking this guy?
Well, apparently he has a very nice boyfriend. Our associate that we know from DC has flown with him multiple times, and evidently he's a very nice man.
Oh, I've heard he's a laugh riot, but guess what, man? Maybe you guys should cut him off until he starts being real.
Until he starts being real. All right, so there you go, a little hypocrisy talk. And let's go on with someone who is not a hypocrite. As a matter of fact, let's do Hero of the Week. It has come, finally the time has arrived, where Guy Fieri can sit atop the table, sit atop the throne that he always belongs to, which is Hero.
Everyone wrong.
He is better than the United States government. He has raised more than $21 million in 7 weeks to assist unemployed restaurant workers. Yes, it's kind of sad that we need Guy Fieri, but we do, and thank God for him. So Fieri started the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund. This is awesome. He is giving roughly 43,000 people. They're receiving $500 grants. He has also produced a documentary, Restaurant Hustle 2020. So he is doing all of this.
I will say, for
a good cause, which is people and business.
Unfortunately, his new, I don't like the at-home version of the Triple G.
I have said this, I think maybe I was talking on Kind of Fun, the wrestling podcast, but I don't even know how to bridge this subject with Guy.
Yeah.
I love that he has a son.
I love that his son is involved.
And I love his son.
Involved.
No problem.
I'm glad that you were there with your father.
I can't do it. I don't know why. Children, and it just ruins it.
I don't like any child involved in anything.
I don't like it. So I hopefully things get back to normal. Give your kid a spinoff show.
But have you seen what they are doing with Triple G?
Triple G is holding its own.
No, I like Triple D. Triple G is doing the one where they are making their own meals. He's having the contestants make their own meals and then try it themselves and then describe their dishes to distance judges.
Triple D is doing this thing. By the way, Guy, you're still the hero
of the
week.
You're the hero of the week.
But of course, this is media and everything is horrible.
As fans, we're allowed to critique.
You know what? We are every now and again allowed to critique, and we love you, Guy.
We love you. Continue to watch
it. But Triple D, they're doing a thing where the viewers submit, and they're showing that kind of the production side
it's
of
been
it.
Like it's
and
missing maybe just the tension. Because, I'm missing the everybody being nervous about Guy being there, his star quality. I'm missing the hunch.
Well, and I'll tell
I'm
you
missing
one thing.
All of the different ribstick and meals that we could see.
And Guy, he is classic Guy. He has not changed, and he's helping the people out very much, because I forget what it was, but he had a piece of bacon in his hand, and he asked the guy, he says, where does this come from? And he says, and don't say the pig, because I bet you he's heard that 1,000 times before when he's holding bacon, be like, where does it come from? And they're like, it's a pig. And then he has to be like, I hate you. But he said, don't say a pig. And then the guy say where it was locally gotten from.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? So, Guy Fieri, thank you so much for helping out people. And God knows, man, again, we know so many folks are suffering out there right now.
Oh, my God. We just know.
If you're in the restaurant business, this is a Henry and Ben promise. We will eat double. Next year,
I swear.
Every restaurant I go to, I don't even got to eat it, but I will order double just to help.
I'll do this. If you're in LA and you got restaurants and we could possibly like take meals out of, like, I want to support your fucking restaurant. I want to buy meals from the good places around LA. If you've got good shit to sell, let us know, because we would love to sample some of this. We're trying to keep as many of you guys open as humanly possible. And
$80
I'll fucking,
minimum order. I promise you an $80 minimum order.
Well, to be honest, I mean, that's just Postmates now in general, because I do fucking at least a 40% tip, because you know, when it comes down to it, if you're coming to my house, if I can afford you coming to my house, I'm going to tip the hell out of you.
I tip a lot. And then also there's a strange charge that I found Grubhub has added.
Oh, no,
I don't know where it came from.
You just can't look at it. That's what I put it on the credit card, not the debit.
I don't look at them. But anyway, thank you, guys.
Guys, seriously, though, send me these recs because I would love to support the fuck out of you like a big old bra and take these sweaty breasts that is your food, your big old floppy, heavy breasts that are your food. I will support them with my hands and my mouth.
That's very nice of you. Wow. Never say you're not a humanitarian. Humanitarian first.
Yeah, I'm a humanitarian. I'm a humanitarian. That's everything. I'm always thinking about how to support the girls.
They absolutely.
And boys.
Sure. All right. Well, let's get to some emails.
Here's a listener email. So in your episode about the Crystal Skulls, you guys mentioned Carrot Top. I live in Las Vegas. I used to work all laid off due to COVID. What a time to be alive. I wish I could fucking pay for a meal from you at a restaurant called Jing in downtown Summerlin. Summerlin is a fancy suburb-esque area of Las Vegas. In case you didn't know, and downtown Summerlin is essentially an outdoor shopping mall. The reason I'm telling you this is because Carrot Top is a very frequent regular at Jing. He is there multiple times a week. I also find his appearance to be off-putting, but to each their own.
Oh, come on.
I mean, he's just a man of his own making.
Absolutely. You got to stand out in this crazy world.
I haven't necessarily met tons of celebrities, but I live and work in Vegas, so it happens. And as far as celebrities go, Carrot Top is definitely pretty cool and normal. He usually comes in alone and sometimes with one or two other people, and always sits at the bar. You really wouldn't even notice he's there or who he was unless you were looking for him.
This is just a story about Carrot Top being a human being.
But guess who also is a very frequent regular at Jing?
Who?
O.J. Simpson. He's there multiple times a week.
It's Carrot Top and O.J. Simpson at the same restaurant just hanging out.
They're just like two ships in the night.
What do you do? True question. What do you do when OJ sits down? Because I have had a situation.
You move your blonde wife to another table.
You go away. You go to the farthest possible table. But we all think we're going to confront somebody, right? Like, I've done this before where, you know, because we're in the entertainment world, sometimes people do things publicly and you're like, that is really stupid. And then you see them at a party and the only thing you do is like, hey. You know, hey. You never.
Yeah, but
like,
you go.
Hey,
thank right, you.
You
thank
do. You keep. You do. You, I'm you do me over here. And
you know where the bathroom is, yeah, Mr. Penn, Sean Penn.
Wish you the best. But when OJ sits down, I feel like I would want to say something. Like, well, at the very least, be like, no, not like take a knife away. Like, something has to happen.
Unfortunately, I remember when he was staying at the hotel that we were staying
for your
at
wedding.
For my wedding, and I remember not knowing it until it was, thankfully we had already left because I know for a fact. That if I had saw him, simply because my own fucking shithead nature, I would have ended up either taking a picture of him, and I know it would have ruined everything.
Yeah, yeah. He's out there in St. Pete's.
Vegas, and he goes shuttles back and forth.
Wow. Well, of course, Vegas is where he got into a bit of a kerfluffle, which is why he ended up in prison, because you can kill a white woman.
But never steal a trophy.
Never steal your own trophy. That will get you incarcerated. All right.
And
well,
here's
very
one more.
Interesting.
Here's one more little letter. A good friend of mine was working security on the last night of a festival, the Oregon County Fair.
Oh, dude, I miss county fairs. Okay.
They got into this security on the last night of the festival, and it ran into the early morning hours.
Okay.
She was working on letting cars in and out of the festival when the medics came by with a man on a stretcher who was covered in human excrement. He seemed agitated, but a medic in full PPE was holding his hand and talking him down. My friend asked one of the other medics what happened, and they said that a woman had come to them freaking out because she had been using the toilets and heard something sloshing around in them. These are not your regular porta potties. These are what are called the six pack, and are genuinely, and they're basically a structure of six toilets built over a large hole in the ground where all the waste is gathered.
So there's one swimming poop for him.
Yep. And we're basically a structure of six toilets built over a large hole in the ground. This is supposed to be a more environmentally friendly method of waste disposal. I'm not sure how deep it is, but it is. It's right by our stage. And come Sunday night, you can smell them from pretty much far away.
Yeah.
Anyways, the man had lowered himself into the six-pack potty hole. I was down there just wading around and talking to himself. Crew members are actually used to hearing stories of people trying to hide down there as a means to stay in the festival overnight.
What?
But this case
was
different.
Wait, hold on. Who is performed? If they got Lynyrd Skynyrd back from the dead, I would leave as opposed to stay in a shit-filled porta potty overnight. How good is the next band?
Some people gotta see Rush. Because I don't know who will be at the Oregon Country Fair that is so in demand. yeah, that you couldn't see.
I love that Tom Sawyer song too, bro. But you know, we just got, there was no line to get in. You actually didn't even have to stay in the shitter.
I'm just gonna confess that I ain't here for the music.
That explains the dookie hanging from your head.
No, I'm here for the Brownie Canyon. That's where I like to be. So that's where the chocolate's made.
This man is literally in hog heaven. He's swimming around in six toilet amounts of shit.
So they're used to hearing these stories of people trying to hide down there, but this case was different. Medics and sanitation had to lower a ladder and convince him to come out. When asked what he was doing down there, he simply said, "I wanted to live in a world of shit." I guess he's the only one really enjoying 2020. That comes from our listener. Yep. Wow.
Well, good for him, I guess. Wow. All right. I don't even know how I would react if I'm taking a dump and I hear someone talking. I guess I would not say anything. I think I would leave.
You done yet?
You done yet? I could use some. You got any more? I think I would leave and then shut the door and then like somehow compartmentalize it in a way and never think of it again.
No, it would become a shuddering memory that every once in a while you would be in the middle of a pleasant day. Right. Or let's say one day you have grandchildren or like, you know, you're sitting out in your big sprawling ranch style home in Wisconsin.
Yeah, a bunch of dead horses around because I forgot to feed them and stuff.
No stairs.
Who needs a stair?
And then you explain to them, well, you just sit there and you imagine your life of success and you just imagine the pupil coming up from beneath the toilet bowl of just the blinking eye of him and the smiling mouth and him saying, "You done yet?" And you think about it forever.
Got any more? Wow. Yeah. No, it would hit you. That memory just comes and wallops you when you least expect it. And that is the day you die.
That is the day that you die.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening to this week's Side Stories. We hope you enjoyed it. And you know what? We went from dookie in the ground all the way up to space today, didn't we?
And we cover it all.
We covered it all.
We cover every spectrum of humankind. Yep.
To aliens covered in shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Imagine. That's what I'm saying, though. You're an alien. And you're just like, what do they do? What did they do?
They shit and eat and they fuck. But that's what they say a lot of times. The aliens, they think that we have an understanding of beauty, passion, and emotion that they don't. Which is why they have the hybrid program with us. Which is what they said. Is that they need us to mother their children.
Well,
how many times they gesture. I was watching Carla Tucker, who was this woman that had been abducted many times. And how many times they talk about the hybrid program that the Greys would have a baby and like just press it at a woman's tits.
Well,
being like, milk, milk, milk.
Well, if you want to watch people who are a little bit different than that, watch the documentary on cubing. On the Rubik's Cube. It's very interesting. Felix and Max, very cute couple there.
I have no fucking clue how you got there.
Yeah, well, I did. I just want to recommend it. It's a beautiful, beautiful little documentary. Really, it's only 25 minutes.
Wow.
It's on cubing.
So live your day knowing that you gotta live your day knowing that there's something up there. And guess what?
Something down there, too.
It's not looking out for you. It's not looking out for you.
No.
And down there, it is looking out for you. But it's giving you an old look at it. And you gotta laugh. You gotta laugh knowing if you're shitting on a man inside of a toilet, do it with some passion. And just instead of being freaked out, absorb the news. There's a man watching your hole dilate and shit on top of him.
Right.
Although, and sell it.
There's no light down there. Maybe if they would just put like a sign on one toilet, be like, "Guy down here." And then you can make a choice if you're like, "All right, I'll go shit on this guy."
Yeah, I would call that sort of like, a troll toilet.
Yeah, the troll toilet. Because you know these concerts.
He's the toilet troll.
Yeah, you gotta do something.
Something. And I want you to laugh. Laugh, laugh.
Just laugh.
You gotta love. You gotta love knowing for a fact that your hard-earned tax dollars are being mushed around in several different back to slush. What they're trying to do, the money that you pay, the good money that you pay, is equal. The $1.3 trillion in taxes is equal to the money that DOD loses in a month quite often. That they just lose that money.
What
happened
to it?
And it's going into a slush fund in order to pay for the giant spaceships that they are going to use to leave us behind. And the only thing you can do is laugh sometimes.
You absolutely have to laugh. The Department of Energy and HUD. Follow the money, I suppose. All right, everyone. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Hope you're hanging in there the best you can. Hail yourselves!
Hail Satan!
Congratulations, everybody.
Hail me.
Indeed.
Hail me. I just asked to be down here.
I will. You know what? Because you told me you were down here.
Yeah.
I respect that, and I will poop on you.
You know what, honesty? I have a lot of poop right now. You gotta pee.
Beggars can't be choosers, you freaking monster.
I was born telling I could be anything.
You imagine just be like, that's not very good shit. That's not good shit. It's like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Hey there, buddy. Don't forget, there's plenty of Last Podcast Network merch available over on lastpodcastmerch.com. We got shirts for all of your favorite shows like Wizard of the Bruiser and Page 7 and No Dogs in Space. And, of course, plenty of stuff for Last Podcast on the Left. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com. Thank you.